ESPN shows. Does anybody remember before this whole internet thing blew everything else out of the water that the next big thing was going to be the television of tomorrow, the telecomputer? Why we would want this is a mystery, of course, as is the internet itself, really. But a lot of companies were spending a lot of money in a thing that probably would have ended up in the best of all possible worlds, a digital VCR that would offer any movie, anytime. Come to think of it, that's the promise of broadband, too, isn't it? If the internet can deliver that, well, there might be hope for that monster puppy that devours everything and just leaves messes in the hallway in return after all. Think of it. The finest engineering minds in America are, even as I speak, trying to make it possible for you to watch Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein at 2:37 a.m. No wonder the French hate us. Come to think of it, they'd be viewing The Nutty Professor at 2:37 a.m. if they could get away with it. No wonder we hate the French. Anyway, I've been giving a lot of thought to this. The way I see it, the bottom's going to drop out of the World Wide Web any day now. We'll get tired of the jargon, if nothing else. Everything about it is sort of creepy. We talk about how sticky a site is, how many eyeballs it gets. It's the World Wide Web. It sounds like one of those haunted houses you put in your garage on Halloween, doesn't it? We better get some movies soon or adopt the whole internet like a bad habit. The telecomputer is not the way to go, however. I mean, that's Web TV, isn't it? Or maybe AOL 5 years from now. I think we should think a little smaller. We're always trying to mix things, a watch that doubles as a calculator, a toaster oven, a knife that's also a screwdriver, a television that's also a computer. Let's keep it simple. The programmable shoe. What do you want? A stunning spike heel, a running shoe, a sturdy floor shime, a fuzzy slipper, a simple vocal command, and your footwear immediately conforms to the style and comfort you desire. How? Well, I'll leave the practical side of it up to you. All I'm saying is this could make somebody a lot of money. Me first, okay? I gotta go.